You're listening to the Driving Confidence Podcast for drivers who want to be calm and confident on the road. We will be sharing tips, stories, and advice to beat driving nerves and anxiety and build your driving confidence. Whether you are just starting out as a learner or have had your driving license for years, if you want to transform how you feel about driving, this podcast is for you. In today's episode, we want to talk about swapping out the word confidence for the word trust.
And I've been trying this in my lessons or with my coaching that I've been doing with people. What I've been doing is asking some questions. So rather than asking how confident they feel with their driving or what scale they can put their confidence on, what I've done is I've asked three questions. And the first question that I asked was, how much do you trust your driving? And people look at me totally different to how they normally would, because it's like, oh, never been asked that before.
Yeah, this is a new question, Kev.
What does that mean? So it's getting people to think, and actually everybody picked up on trust, which I think is really interesting, because it's like I changed one word and it's like, trust, what does that mean to you? So yeah, so that's the first question I've asked people, and nearly all of them have said, yeah, I do trust myself with my driving, which is interesting, which follows up the question with, what do you trust yourself to do?
Oh, I like that one.
And again, it's not, you know, we're talking about driving here. It's like, what do you trust yourself to do? And again, it gets them to think differently. It gets them to think of, well, I would trust myself to stop at a red light. Yeah. Or if the gap wasn't big enough, I trust myself to be able to make a decision to stop and let someone come through first. So, yeah, we're really making some progress on this, I think, with the way I'm teaching people, because it's getting them to think slightly differently. So the third question is, again, getting them to think about their driving, but what situations do they have less trust?
Yes, so looking at where the trust is and perhaps where they need to build more trust.
Yeah, and, you know, it gets them to think. This is about them being self-aware, isn't it? And what I like about it is, the answers are not always what you expect.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, I don't trust myself in this situation. And I say, well, tell me more about that situation. What is it that you don't trust?
It just gives you so much information, doesn't it?
Yeah, or it gives you less information but more specific.
Yes, that sort of doing the detective work that we're always talking about. It helps you unearth some of the reasons behind the way you feel.
Exactly. And people now, or should I say my students, my clients, are asking themselves those questions. You know, how much do I trust my driving?
Yeah. Now, there's a few reasons why I think this works really well. One is, I mean, it's bizarre because, of course, we're the Driving Confidence Podcast and our business name is Confident Drivers. So it is a bit of a leap for us to leave the word confident behind. And we're not leaving it behind at all, but we're just switching things up a little bit. I think when you ask somebody how confident they are, they're admitting to being confident has slightly negative connotations. It's a bit like being a show-off or a big head. And so you don't necessarily want to be uber confident. You don't necessarily want to talk about having 10 out of 10 in confidence, because then you feel that maybe you're going to set yourself up for failure if something goes wrong, or somebody's going to think you're a show-off. But when you ask about trust, that's a completely different word. It has a completely different feeling.
Yeah, and you can, I think you can use both.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I think it's an add-on,
yeah,
shall we say. I quite like that. You know, I'm using an add-on question here because it's different perspectives.
Yeah, definitely. And you can't get away from the fact that once somebody does have trust in their driving ability or in their driving decisions, that's going to have a knock-on positive effect on their confidence. If they have trust, if they trust their driving, they will be more confident, whether they want to admit it or not. I'm just going to jump in here to let you know about our Drive Calm Journal. We've created a 12-week prompt journal to support our listeners to take action and improve driving confidence. The journal includes questions, prompts, and exercises to create an action plan and an opportunity for reflection afterwards. Search Drive Calm on Amazon to take a look. We hope it helps. Thank you for listening. Find out about the different ways that you can work with us on our website, www.confidentdrivers.co.uk, and begin to transform the way you feel about driving.